Everybody hold up their Bible. This is God. Say this. This is God speaking to me. Just right in your hand. You're holding God in your hand. Not the physical thing. It's not God, so you don't have to go and bow down and pray to it, okay? But this is God speaking to you. This isn't just a bunch of words in a book that you can't understand because it's written in Elizabethan English. This is God speaking to you, and if you will ever get that, which we're going to get into tonight, you will make giant leaps forward. You won't be running here and there trying to hear the word of the Lord. Please prophesy over me, brother. I got to hear something from God. Well, just open the book already. Who said that? Keith Moore said it. He was always asking God for a word, asking God for another word and another word. And he said, well, I'll give you another word when you first hear what I've already said to you. Why do you want more than what he's already said? And he wrote it down. Glory be to God. So, turn with me, if you would, to 1 John chapter 5. Glory be to God. And I'm going to find it too. New Testament? Thank you. It's looking way back there. Patrick, thank you for coming. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Y'all there? It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You ready? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We receive your words into our spirit, man, right now. Every single word that comes through you, from you, in Jesus' name, we receive it, and we are changed. We believe it. We believe everything you say to us, Father. I ask you to anoint me that I may speak your words. I ask that ears will be open that they may truly hear your words, which are spiritual, in Jesus' name, and we'll honor you by doing it. Amen. Well, now I got to read it again. That just threw me off. Are you ready for this? You guys are going to get it tonight. This is the first night. Let me just talk about this for a little bit. This is the first night of a journey, Patrick. You've come to a church that's on a journey. How many of you know you need faith? You got to have faith. If you don't have faith, you got nothing. It's all about faith. And so the whole point of this meeting is faith and healing. Did you know healing's a side note to faith? You look up people, and we're going to do this tonight. You're going to look up about people who got physically healed, and it was because of their faith. It wasn't because of the healing that they got faith. They got faith, and then healing came. So where's the key? And we're going to see this over and over again. It's by faith. And what I want you to do is you come, commit to coming here, because this is something we can build into you if you're consistent and you come. How many of you know that? When we're on a series and you get into the Word and you get under the Word, it's life-changing if you get into it and immerse yourself in it. If you don't immerse yourself in it and you don't continue to feed in those areas, then you don't grow well. You may get head knowledge about it. Well, I've heard that before. But as we'll see, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Hearing in the continual sense, continually hearing. So when we continue to hear what God is saying, that's when our faith is legitimate. It's not just presumption. It's not just foolishness. I think I'll stomp my glasses right now. You said I'm healed. I'm going to stomp my glasses. That's foolishness and presumption. It's not faith. Faith comes from the Spirit. So sometimes it takes a little time to get down in there, doesn't it? And so what I want you to do, if you commit to coming here, believe God for something. We all, you know, are we all in our perfected bodies right now? You know, some of us may have larger projects to deal on than others. But if it's a wart, are there warts in heaven? I don't think so. So if you got a wart, I don't care what the problem is. If it's a wart, if it's the flu season, You can be delivered of the flu season. Did you know that? You don't have to partake of the flu season. What is going to cause you to not partake of the flu season? Your faith. What did our scripture say? It says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where is the flu season? It's in the world. What's going to cause you to overcome that? Whatever the sickness is, whatever the problem is. And that's why faith is something we need to be built up on continually. These are two things I study all the time. Faith and healing. Why? Because faith, you use it for everything. The just shall live by faith. And healing is something everybody needs to feed on. It's something everybody's presented with on a regular basis. So we're going to believe God. Well, what if I'm not sick? Then, glory to God, you get to believe for divine health. That's where I want every single one of us, okay? This is the goal, is not only have our faith strengthened, because faith covers all areas of life. Prosperity, health, well-being, your family, everything. Faith is something that we need, but it's specifically applicable to healing and health. What are we going to believe for? The end result is divine health, where sickness can't even get on us or near us. Is that obtainable? Why, yes, sir, it is. And yes, ma'am. It's obtainable, and we're going to walk in it. Why? Because Jesus paid the price for it. He paid the price for your physical healing. Well, what does that mean? That you need some sickness? No, none. Thank you. All gone. And then the Bible says, whoever you lay your hands on, they'll recover. Peter said, what I have, I give unto you. And then he said, rise and walk. So he gave what he had. He must have had something. What is the victory that overcomes the world?
Money, brother. If I just had enough money.
No, you could have enough money and still, I knew a lady, I mowed her lawn. She was a multi-ridiculous snare. She had probably so much money, she didn't know how much money she had. And this huge estate that they never spent time on because her husband was off, you know, making more money. And she just stayed up in her room. She had lupus or some kind of terrible disease. And she would stay in her room all the time. Guess where I was? I was out enjoying the estate in the house, sipping tea and riding these, you know, $10,000 lawnmowers, praying in tongues. But she would have given all of her money if she could have gotten rid of that thing. Medical science only goes so far. But how far does Jesus go?
All the way.
All the way. He goes all the way, brother. He heals all manner of sickness and disease. He doesn't even qualify it. All manner of sickness and disease. So I don't care what it is. If you aren't sick, find that wart on your body and start talking to it. We're going to believe that thing falls off. The end result is divine health. No sickness coming on you. You know how much money people spend on health insurance? And I'm not blaming you if you do, but if you do, you know how much. But it is obtainable and my point here is that how much time they spend making the money to pay for that. Let's say they're paying $1,000 a month. I don't know. Some people do for families and stuff. That's not unreasonable, is it? Okay. How long does it take you to make $1,000? That's how much time you spent working to pay for that insurance. So don't tell me you don't have one Wednesday night a week to spend a couple hours. You going to preach for a couple hours? No, I'm planning on preaching for about an hour. But a couple hours to spend investing in divine health where the insurance doesn't even cover everything. It doesn't cover your healing. It's just to protect you in case you get sick and can't pay your bills. Right? Doctors don't heal people, and they'll readily admit it. And I'll say this because Rich likes this statement. Doctors are on our side. Right? But they want you to pay them. They're not always on your side if you don't pay them. Stop paying them, see how much they're on your side. But Jesus already paid the price for your health and healing. We just need to learn how to obtain it, receive it, walk in it. And how do we do that? By faith. Hallelujah. By faith we overcome the world. This is the victory that, oh, everybody say that. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now say, my faith. My faith. I can believe certain things for you, but you don't have to rely on me or anybody else. Your faith. And we'll see how many times Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Why did he say that? Because their faith made them whole. Okay? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Even the pastor's faith. No, I have to believe God for myself. And I'm telling you, if you learn to believe God with your faith, you will never have the devil put anything over on you again. The same faith that works in healing works in finances. The same faith that works in finances works in marital situations or your kids or whatever. It's faith. And we can learn to function in it. Learn how to pull the levers and walk in it. I'm going to show you some of that tonight. It's not so mysterious you can't understand it. Look at me. Do I look like a rock scientist? No. I get a kick out of that every time I say it. So, rock science. Yes, geology. Yeah, that's right. Isn't it rocket science? Yes, rocket science. But like I said before, I can't figure out how they get the rocks up there. Rocket science. Oh, never mind. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. So turn with me to the book of Luke. Matthew, Mark, and then Luke. How many of you know that Luke was a doctor? Luke hung out with Jesus and he was a doctor. Surprised they didn't pull his medical certificate away from him, hanging out with one of those faith preachers. Goodness. Luke was a doctor, and what I want to point out to you is that he's thinking about things a little bit differently. He's looking at the cause and effect and the result of what Jesus did. More than the other ones, they'll just say, hey, this is what Jesus did. Shape up. But Luke's saying, no, he did this, and then that's what happened. He's being more analytical, right? Doctors have a tendency to do that. Well, tell me about your problem, sister. That'll be $3,000. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8 and verse 43. And a woman. Everybody say a woman. So this is going to work on women. Sorry, Dennis. No, but it'll work on men too. But sometimes women have difficulty seeing themselves in the Word. But you know, your faith will work just as good as anybody else's. Kids' faith will work just as well as anybody else. It's not you. It's the faith. Hallelujah. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon what? Physicians. Neither could be healed of any. Do you think there's anything like that today? People not being able to be healed by a physician. They'll give you some pill that'll try to take away the symptoms of it, which will probably give you different symptoms that you didn't want. Tell me about it, brother. I got to go to the bathroom 15 times a day now because they give me this pill. Well, what's worse? What's worse, the dry mouth you had before or having to go to the bathroom? Why don't you just drink some water? Okay, that'll cure that. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. She spent all her living upon physicians, meaning there was a time in her life where she couldn't afford to buy food and clothe herself properly because she was spending so much money on all these drugs. Think people do that today? Oh, yeah, I hear people complaining about it all the time. I can't afford my medications. Well, why don't you come over to my house? And we'll show you how to get rid of half of them. And I'm not telling you, like I said, I'm not telling you to stomp your glasses. And I'm not telling you to get off medications if you're on some. I'm not against medication or doctors. But I'm saying as your faith increases, you'll be able to decrease in that. to the point where you don't need it anymore. Does that make sense? Don't go out of here telling people that I told you to go throw your medications away. Then you run out delirious into the street naked or something. Blame your pastor. Where do you go to church? Oh, I go to the Holy Ghost Society. He told me to throw my medication away. No, I didn't tell you to throw your medication away. I told you as your faith increases, you're going to not need it. And I like what Charles Capps said many times. He'll get people on the word and building their faith up, and they'll realize that the medication that was benefiting them is now starting to hinder them. Then they go back to the doctor, and he says, well, you don't need this anymore. Right? Let your doctor tell you that. If he put you on the medication, let him take you off the medication when you don't need it anymore. There's some wisdom. Hallelujah. Yes, our pastor has some wisdom. Glory be to God forever. She spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Came behind him, behind Jesus, touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood stanched. Hallelujah. Means it stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? And when all denied, everybody denied, that means she denied it too. See that? She came up and tried to get a free healing. She probably thought he was going to charge her or something. She denied it too. Everybody denied. We didn't touch you. We didn't touch you. All right. Jesus said, who touched me? And when all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and presses thee. And you say, who touched me? Get the picture. Here's Jesus in the midst of a crowd. Everybody's trying to grab onto him. He's like a rock star. Everybody's touching him. And he turns around and said, who touched me? You all there, Jesus? This is what Peter was saying. Get a hold on this. Peter's like, Peter, he's one of the bodyguards. He's trying to keep the people away. And they're all touching him. Behave yourself, young lady. Who touched me? Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Oh. So somebody touched him with something, and it's the touch of faith. But somebody touched him, and where he knew, power went out of him. Now everybody else was touching him. Touch, 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 touch. Pushing in on him. And then all of a sudden he senses, he perceives, spiritually, that power went out of him. And then he's like, whoa, whoa, somebody touched me. Absolutely. Now let me ask you a question. If it was the Lord's will, his sovereign will, wouldn't he have known who touched him? He didn't even know at that point. Or he'd have whipped around and said, Marianne, she touched me. I knew she was going to touch me. I know everything. Because I am the Lord. Now throng out of here because you're bothering me. And quit touching me. He didn't know who touched. This is what the scripture's saying. He didn't know who touched him. Somebody has touched me. Verse 46, if you want to circle this, it's important. Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. So, the virtue going out of Jesus, was it anything that he had control over? Please answer this question. Was he in control in this situation? Was he dealing out power to whosoever he wills? No. She snuck up there and took some. Shame on her. Taking something. She was scared. She knew she took it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive the virtue's gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling. And falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. So she came trembling and fell down and said, hey, this is what I did. And who knows? She could have been stoned right then. This is why she was scared. She was not supposed to be out there. She was supposed to be separate. And here she is, a woman with a sickness, touching Jesus covertly. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy, what? Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. What did she have that caused power to come out of Jesus? Faith. Her faith caused power to come out of Jesus and heal her from something the physicians took all her money and couldn't heal. We all know that God will heal. God can heal anything if he wants to, can't he? I'm telling you, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. You can use your faith and take your healing from the kingdom of God. It belongs to you. It belonged to this woman. Nobody else knew it, but she had faith that tapped into it. Her faith. Not the pastor's faith, not Jesus' faith. And when people put it all on Jesus, they're missing it. How many people do that? We know people do it. They do it all over the country. In how many churches? Well, the Lord, if the Lord is willing. It's up to him to heal you, Rich. I hope he does. Let's pray to him. Father, please heal Rich. God, he needs healing. We all know he needs healing. God, please, if it's your will. I'm telling you, he didn't even know, and he doesn't have to know. It's already been paid for. He already gave it to you. Somehow, through faith, we obtain this, and we're going to see how. Glory be to God. Are you guys excited about this? All right. Glory be to God forever. Go over a couple chapters to Luke 17. Luke 17. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. One of the reasons we started this. I wanted to get into this. And I knew that every Sunday morning you come in, I start teaching on healing. Everybody was like, man, we're going to listen to healing again. And plus, it's something you need to have all the time. Faith. You need to be built up in faith regularly. Hearing, 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 hearing. And healing, hearing, hearing, healing. All the time. All the time. I don't care if you're sick or not. This is something we need to obtain, grasp, and walk in. The just shall live by faith. The unjust shall die by their lack of faith. What if you get sick to the point where you can't live anymore? That's called death. Even in that verse, he's telling you, there's healing in faith. The just shall live and not die by faith. Hallelujah. I can tell your faith is rising already. Glory be to God forever. Shoo. Luke 17, 11. You guys are going to be so strong in this, nothing's going to shake you. Jesus was so strong in it, lepers came up to him. Do you want to touch a leper in the natural? Are you kidding me? Right, you want the faith. You want the faith. Leper, leprosy, people, the leper himself just scratches his nose. And now the leprosy's on his nose. And it starts eating away his nose. That's not something in the natural you want to touch. Jesus puts forth his hand and touches him. Faith. How could he do that? Well, he knew it wasn't going to get on him. How's it going to get on him? He's got faith. Well, he's the Son of God. Well, you know, we just showed you that he didn't know when power. Well, he knew when the power went out of him, but he didn't have control over it. He didn't will it to go out of him. I don't want to get way ahead of myself here, but glory be to God. But you can have faith to the degree where nothing bothers you and you don't care about going into the influenza tent where they keep all the sick patients. Without putting all the garb on. Why? Because it's not coming on you. Amen. Sickness can't come on you. By his stripes I'm healed. Woe be to the influenza virus. It tries. It dies. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God. 17 verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him men, 10 men, that were lepers, which stood afar off. Why? Because they had leprosy, and they were nice. They didn't want to give it to anybody else. And they had to by law, right? Glory be to God. That sounds like a good law. Keep the lepers away. They stood afar off, verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. 10 men yelling afar off. What does that mean? They were 3 feet away? No, they were far off and they were yelling. Here's Jesus. Let's yell. See if we can get his attention. Have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Well, what did Jesus say? And I know this is a little bit later on here, but what did Jesus say to them? Go and show yourself to the priest. What was that when Jesus said it? It was word from God. He is God manifest in the flesh. He's saying the word of God to them. They believed it or they wouldn't have gone. So that word that went into them, go show yourself to the priest, produced enough faith in them. Just one word from God, Patrick. One word speaking to you can change your whole life forever. Ha! Go show yourself to the priest. Didn't even sound like a healing thing. He didn't say, by my stripes you're healed. He just said, go show yourself to the priest. They knew, well, if I'm showing myself to the priest, I must be healed. He told me to, let's go. They probably all talked about it, and they said, well, let's just do it. He told us to, let's go. Maybe they'll kill us if we get over there, but if not, we'll be healed. Otherwise, we rot from this stinking disease. As they went, they were cleansed because of the word. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He was still yelling. Is it appropriate to yell in church? Absolutely. Hallelujah. With a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. What made him whole? Jesus' power? Jesus didn't even lay hands on him. What made him whole? His faith made him whole. Your faith, which means you can we grow in faith? Jesus said faith is a grain of mustard seed. He's calling faith a seed. Which, what do seeds do?
Well, we eat them, brother. We smoosh them up and eat.
No. Well, you can. Or you can plant it and it will grow. He's saying faith can grow. And I'm telling you, your faith is growing here tonight. Some of you never heard before that you could live not only totally healed, and you got to get this vision in your head. This is you, Rich. Totally, completely healed with no sickness ever being able to come on you. That's divine health. And everybody getting healed that you lay your hands on. That's you and that's everybody in this room. And me, because I'm in this room. Hallelujah. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Glory be to God forever. Luke 18, one chapter over. Verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jerusalem, a certain blind man sat by the side, begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him. Now, don't think that you're going to get away with people trying to talk you out of this. Julia, People will try to talk you out of it. They'll try to say, oh, that can't be. You can't live free of sickness and disease in the earth. Jesus said to pray his will on earth as it was in heaven, as it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven, and you can believe for this and walk like that on the earth without sickness and disease bothering you. It came to pass, a certain blind man, he was yelling, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they went, but which went before him, rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. They probably weren't nice about it. Be quiet, you're embarrassing us, you blind beggar. Here's a quarter, shut up. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. Obviously, he heard him, right? And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What will you that I shall do unto thee? Well, really what I wanted was, I got this sore on the back of my foot. Can't really walk well to get down here to beg. So if you could just take care of that. No. Jesus is talking. Come on, Jesus is talking to a blind man and he asks him, What will you do? What do you want me to do for you? Why would he ask him that? Why? I'm telling you why. Because it's not dependent, right? It's his faith. It's not dependent on Jesus. What do you want? Nothing. I just want you to come over here. I want. Could you sign my book? You got a quarter? Because I'm out here begging. I figured you got some money. What will thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, and we'll get into this. Everybody say, he said.
He said.
Said something. That I may receive my sight. Now, come on. Blind people weren't healed before, were they? And this man had somehow had faith to believe that Jesus was going to heal him of his sight. This is a ridiculous request. That I may receive my sight. This is faith, people. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Thy faith has saved thee. Not Jesus' faith. Jesus asked him, what do you want? And then all he said was, receive your sight. He didn't say, well, let me pray some mighty prayer. Wave my hand and then you can give me an offering. And then afterwards, because you got some change in that cup. And then afterwards, no. He said, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. He saw his faith. Can you see people's faith? Absolutely. And yours is going to do nothing but increase to the point where nothing can stay on you. I'm telling you. The insurance company will try to raise your rate and you'll laugh at them on the phone. Oh, well, we need to then, if you're going to, you know, we're going to need to increase your deductible. Go ahead. I don't care. I'm not going to use it anyway. Hallelujah. Deduct away. All right, let's go over to Acts 14. You getting anything out of this? So whose faith healed all these three people we just talked about? Their faith. And I think I showed you a little bit anyway that it wasn't Jesus' faith. It was their faith. He even asked them, what do you want me to do? And one time he didn't even know what really happened. He knew power went out of him, but he didn't know what happened. Could have been the whole crowd fell down and everybody got healed of leprosy or something. Acts chapter 14 verse 6. And they were of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about it. There's a region that lied round about these places. And there they did what? There they preached the gospel. Now, some people preach the gospel and they never mention that it's God's will to heal you. This happens all the time, and you know it. They're not preaching that there's healing in the gospel. What is the gospel? It's the good news. What's the good news to a poor man? They don't have to be poor anymore. God has provision for you. What's good news to a sick person? That the Lord will give them grace to suffer through it. That's not good news. That's bad news. That the Lord's going to heal you or has healed you. That's the good news. He's already done it. He's already paid the price. That's the good news. What's the good news to a person who's living in sin and they want to get out? Jesus paid the price for your sin. Come on out. Glory be to God. What about people that got demons bothering their heads like little bees on the inside? They can't get them out. Swat, 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 swat. Set them free by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Jesus is Lord, by the way. Did I start reading this? Yes. Verse 7, and there they preached in a specific place, a specific metropolis, if I may use that word. There they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, meaning he didn't have any power in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb. That's pretty early on that he got this. Who never had walked. That's pretty bleak, friends. The same heard Paul speak. Underline those words. He heard Paul speak. What did he hear Paul speak? Had to be the gospel, because it said there they preached the gospel. This man heard Paul speak. Speak what? The gospel. Right? He heard the gospel. The same heard Paul speak who? Steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Who had faith to be healed? The impotent man. He had faith to be healed. Let me ask you a question. Where did he get the faith from? Where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word. Paul preached the gospel. He preached the word. The man heard Paul speak. He had faith to be healed. And he leapt and walked. Thing I want you to see here is he had faith to be healed. What are we looking for? We're looking for the faith. Obviously, if it's faith that gets you healed, it's the faith that works the healing. Your faith made you whole. His faith made you whole. The woman's faith made her whole. This man's faith he had. How he got it? By hearing and hearing the gospel. You think Paul just preached one time? I doubt it. He probably heard many times. It didn't say that as soon as Paul came into the city, he said one thing and the man leapt and walked. He probably sat there and he heard and he heard and he heard. And then when he had faith to be healed, Paul perceived it, spoke a word, and here we got into the gift of the Spirit, obviously, because he was perceiving it and spoke. And then a miracle took place. So don't get upset if, you know, you aren't just jumping up and your warts aren't falling off the first night you get out of here. I left my warts at church, brother. It's disgusting all over the chair. Hope somebody sweeps them up. But faith cometh. Everybody say, faith cometh. It's coming. I can tell right now. I can tell your faith is rising up. Why? Because it's coming by the word of God. Like I said before, you get it by the word of God. You can't be shaken from it. You won't be looking for Pastor so-and-so to go lay hands on you again next time it comes on. No, where are you going to look? The word again. You're going to find that there's faith. Is there faith in the word to heal people? Yeah. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. All right. Let's flip over there quick. I've already said this like 10 times, but Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. It cometh. What does cometh mean? It comes. When's it come? Do you make it come? Do you? It just comes. When you hear, it comes. Do you have control over it? Not necessarily. It just comes. The more you hear stuff like this, that's your job is to hear. Your job is to put yourself in a position to hear. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to my words. Attend. Pay attention. You ever say that to your kids? Pay attention. They're sitting there gaggling out into space and you're like, I'm trying to give you instructions here. Pay attention. That's the part you have control over. Faith cometh. It comes, people. Faith for healing comes by what? Hearing the word of God concerning healing. Faith for finances comes how? Hearing the word of God concerning finances. Hearing, and we're going to talk a little bit more about hearing, okay? Because it all depends on not just your physical ears, but hearing with the ear of the Spirit. Because God's words are what? God's words are spiritual. They're spirit and they're life. Jesus called them food. It's another reason that we have to talk. We have to feed on the word of God continually. It's feeding your spirit man. How do you want your spirit man? You want him to be some weak, beggarly little thing? Or you want him to be Mr. Buff and Mrs. Universe? Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's how you want your inner man. There's other scriptures, and we'll get into this in later times, that your inner man is what strengthens you and causes you to be victorious over infirmities. It's your inner man. Glory be to God, and your inner man's getting stronger tonight. Faith cometh. I hope you wanted some more faith because you're getting it. It's coming. It's cometh. It's cometh. Faith comes. It just comes. I dare you to listen to, 24 messages on healing and not have more faith at the end. You would have to just not be paying attention. Just like your kid, when you tell him to do something, he doesn't hear it. Why didn't he do it? Because he just didn't hear you. He wasn't paying attention. So if you're paying attention, that's your job. Faith comes, that's his job. Hallelujah. Psalms 107:20. And these verses, some of these verses you should have marked and probably do. If you don't, mark them up. Write them down on a card. Say them out loud. Write them in your bathtub with indelible ink so it never washes away. Write it backwards on your forehead so when you look in the mirror in the morning. Hallelujah. Rich, don't do that. No, I was kidding. No. Glory to God. Write it frontwards so I can look at it. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Psalms 107:20. He sent his power from heaven on high and healed them. Oh, yours says that? Yeah, mine does too. He sent his what? He sent his word and healed them. What did Jesus do to the lepers? He sent them a word. Go and do this. And as they went, they were healed. He just sent his word. The centurion said, just speak the word only and my servant will be healed. How is that? It's because the word is what contains healing power. And faith comes by hearing that word. Stand upright on your feet is a word. Do you understand? And in that word, if faith contacted that word, it's when you mix faith with the word of God that you have a result. And that's really ahead of myself. But it's hard to get up here and say, you can preach on this topic of faith and healing forever. And it just gets better and bigger and more glorious. So when you get up here, you're like spilling your guts. But that's why I say, this is going to continue on. You're not going to get it all tonight. But you will have faith and your faith will begin to grow. Hallelujah. And then you water the seed and you put more light on it. And as you read God's word, more light shines on it and it grows bigger. And then it starts to develop kernels in the corn. And there does come a time after that seed has grown up and matured that the harvest comes. What's the harvest concerning healing? Healing! You're healed. You have the manifestation. Does that make sense? So as it grows up, there comes a time when, so don't worry about it. I do this all the time. If I have a sickness or something that's trying to bug me, I don't even really think about it too much. I don't go, oh, what am I going to do about it? First I'll sit there and I go, oh, and then I'll get my scriptures out, but I'm not getting anxious over it. I'm going to go get my scriptures out and then I'm going to start confessing the word, and I'll put a couple new things up on the mirror in the morning. I'll say those, and because why? Faith cometh. I'm planting the seed, and then I start to water it. And pretty soon, that thing grows up, and then it's like, okay, I'm healed now. So you go through this whole process of your healing, and you're doing it. Did I have anybody lay hands on me? No. I went to the word, because I know he sends his word and heals people. Well, he already sent his word to us in book form, thank God. Does this word still have all the healing power it ever had in it? Absolutely. And the Bible says that God's word will not return void. If you plant his word in yourself, it will not return void. So a word that says, by his stripes you're healed, you get that down on the inside of you, it will not return void. It will produce what he sent it to produce and accomplish that for which he sent it, which is healing and prosperity. It works on all these things. That's why faith is the same all over. And you become a powerhouse in faith. Watch out. Hallelujah. You're going to leave a wake behind you of blessings everywhere you go. Bigger the ship, the bigger the wake. Have people surfing off of it. Hallelujah. You buying the surfboards. Glory be to God forever. All right. He sent his word and healed them. Luke 6. You guys all right with this? Luke chapter 6. Verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They came to hear him and be healed. Hear and be healed. Everybody say, hear and be healed. Did they just come to be healed? They came to hear and be healed. What do you think he was preaching? He was preaching the gospel. To hear and be healed. You got to get this, people. He hears and is healed. How were they being healed? By hearing. All right. Well, I don't know. That's just one scripture. Oh, really? Okay, let's go over to Luke chapter 5. And you do know, all right, even though I share a few with you, there are hundreds of scriptures that say the same thing. They're saying the same thing. I could have gone over and over with all these instances of Jesus saying, your faith has made you whole. We didn't have time to do all of that. Maybe we will as we continue on our journey into divine health. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. We're on a train to divine health. Hallelujah. All aboard. That's right. Luke chapter 5, verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him, by him of their infirmities. To hear and be healed. What do we say? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What healed them? Their faith healed them. So what came with the word? Faith. He preached the word, faith came, they were healed. And you don't need people to lay hands on you. You can, because that is provided for in the scripture. This is true. He said the believers will lay hands on the sick. What are they believing? Healing in the word. But I'm telling you, if you can receive healing for yourself through the word, you won't need anybody to lay hands on you. Not that you can't. That's somebody else agreeing and believing for you. I believe wholeheartedly in that. But I'm convinced through the word that if you hear, you will be healed. But you have to hear with the right ears. Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, everybody had ears. What was he preaching to a bunch of people that, who was that artist that had his ear cut off? It was an art colony he was preaching to, and none of them had ears because they cut them all off. Van Gogh, was it? Yeah. He probably just wanted to draw it and he couldn't see it. But he said, hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is in Jesus' sermon. He's preaching the gospel. He says, if you have ears, hear. And those who heard were healed. All right. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. To hear and be healed, Acts chapter 28, verse 27. This is good for you, people. You know, and some people aren't willing to pay the price that God wants them to pay to have their healing. They would rather just pay the insurance, which doesn't heal you. They just take your money. This is the price. What's the price? Hearing. Is that too difficult? Is that too much a price to pay? Well, you gotta hear something. That's one thing I always wondered about. You can't really shut your hearing off, can you? You can shut your mouth, you can shut your eyes, you can even plug your nose. Well, I guess you can plug your ears. But you hear all the time. There's always something going in your ear. What's going in your ear? Should be healing. You want healing? Have healing go in your ear from the word. Eventually it'll dawn upon your spirit, and guess what will happen to you? You will be healed by hearing. Hallelujah. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Did you see that? He says the heart or the spirit of this people is waxed gross, meaning it's dull. It's not able to hear anything anymore. He said their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed. And I've heard this preached in other ways. You know, God opens people's eyes as he chooses, and he closes people's ears as he chooses. This says they did it. Their eyes they closed. Their ears they closed them. They didn't want to hear it. So the first thing you got to do is want to hear it. Do you want to hear it? I want to hear it. Lest they should what? See with their eyes, their spiritual eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart or their spirit. So now they're seeing it. I see it, brother. I see it. Faith, my faith. If I have enough faith, if I can build my faith, I can be healed. I'm hearing that. Oh, I can hear it. I can hear it now. It sounds different to me than it did maybe before. You're starting to hear maybe a distant sound, but you're beginning to hear it. My faith makes me whole. Not God's faith. My faith. And then they understand it with their what? Their heart. Not with their mind. You get that understanding down in your heart. And what does it say? They should be converted and I should heal them. When you've listened and you've seen and you've understood with your heart, something changes on the inside of you, and you are healed. This is God's method. It is the way God does it. He sent his word and healed you, and he just told you how it happens. It's by paying attention to his word to the point where that word comes on the inside of you and starts to grow up, and your faith grows, and pretty soon sickness leaves. It can't stay. John, I got two more here. John 4, 42. Stay with me here. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear it with the ears of your spirit. John 4, 42. And said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. They had a woman come and tell them about Jesus. And then the people from the town came out and heard Jesus themselves. And then they said, now we believe. Not because you told us, but we heard from him ourselves. You must hear from God himself concerning yourself. Does that make sense? You're going to have to hear that he bore your sickness and disease. By his stripes, you were healed. You heard from God. That's why I had you start out and say, this is God speaking to me. You meditate on those verses of healing. You get those verses of healing in your mouth, and you will have it dawn upon your spirit that God has spoken to you. And guess what leaves? Sickness. He sent his word and healed you. This is God speaking to you. And I'm excited about it because he's speaking to me. And you too, if he has to. As long as he's speaking to me, I'm happy. Oh, you're selfish. Well, you have to be selfish in this. They came and heard from him themselves. You're going to have to hear what God's saying to you out of his word. You hear it. Who needs to be healed? You. Who needs to walk in healing? You. You walk in healing. You're going to have to hear God speak healing to you. All right. Now I'm going to show you my favorite scripture. My favorite scripture concerning healing. Really? Yes. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. You there? Then you're fast. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Does that mean we're at the perfect day? It's shining more and more. Your path is going to get brighter and brighter all the time. You may have only heard this the first time, but now as you build on that, you're going to be hearing more and more. It'll get brighter and brighter. Until the perfect day, that means the noonday sun is the brightest normally, without clouds. Unto the perfect day, the way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. Verse 20, my son, attend to my what? My words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of mine heart, of thine heart. Keep what in the midst of your heart? Let what not depart from your eyes? His words. Attend to what? His words. If you attend to his words, you keep them before your eyes, you keep them in the midst of your heart. Look what it says. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. His what? His words are health to all your flesh. All your flesh, Julia. All of it. Doesn't matter what part of flesh it is. Okay, if you got a bum toe, or a bad shoulder, or a bad back. It doesn't matter. All is all, people. His words are health. There's a little side note in the margin of my Bible. It says medicine. Medicine. His words are the medicine you need. Do you understand that? The doctor may not have the right medicine. In fact, they'll give you some medicine. If it doesn't work, they'll prescribe another one. Do they take back the money that you paid them for the wrong one they prescribed you? No. I'm sorry, I was practicing. Well, let's practice with this by inclining our ears to his word, looking at it. What does that mean? Start seeing yourself the way the word says that you are. You are healed. That's what the word says. Start seeing yourself. I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. See yourself that way. You were healed. I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it. I'm attending to that, which means you're not attending to the symptoms. You're not attending to everything else everybody's telling you and the evil report. You're believing the word. And then it starts to seep down in your heart brighter and brighter and brighter until it's the noonday sun shining out. And guess what? It is health to all your flesh. It's medicine to all of your flesh. Your flesh can be healed and made alive and quickened by the power that's in the word. And I'm convinced you get enough of the word of God into people, they will be healed. It's a matter of getting the word on the inside of them. Because faith cometh by hearing the word. It cometh. You got more faith now probably tonight than you've had in years in healing. Why? Because it cometh. It's just coming. How's it going to keep coming? By hearing. You got to, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. Keith Moore tells the testimony of he used to preach in healing school every day after, you know, after Rhema classes or whatever. This is what he'd teach Christ the healer in the day during regular school. Then he'd go and he'd be preaching and teaching on healing, faith and healing every single day. And he said he woke up and realized after about 3 years of that he hadn't been sick with anything for over 3 years or something. I don't remember the amount of years it was. He was like, huh, look at that. And it's obvious why. Because it couldn't come on him. He was so saturated with God's word concerning healing. Forget about it. And he saw, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people getting healed of all kinds of stuff through the same power of his word. It's the word. He sent his word and healed you. His word will heal you. If you hear it, you see it, and you get it down in your heart, you will be healed by the power of God's living word. Glory be to God forever. Let's commit to being those people who hear and hear and let faith come and have its perfect work in us into the perfect day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for healing us. Thank you that we are healed according to your word. And we do receive your word right now into our physical bodies. We are physically healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. There may be a time when we, you know, have healing lines and stuff, but I don't think that's necessary right now. Hallelujah. Receive the word of the Lord into your spirit, and it will cause healing to come forth into your physical body. This is God's method. And Father, we receive your word. We thank you that we are healed by your word in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father.